Beware of vampires, because this week's Discovery looks for a blood-sucking killer on the streets of New York City. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. When you imagine the turn of the last century, there's a good chance that you think of a pretty reserved and maybe even stuffy time in history. Maybe you picture women in hats and uncomfortable dresses, and men in suits and top hats. But Opium and Absinthe by author Lydia Kang offers a different perspective on turn-of-the-century life. The story takes place in New York City in 1899. Tilly Pembroke is just recovering from a horseback riding injury when her sister Lucy is found murdered, bloodless with two holes in her neck. Though her mother and grandmother don't want to talk about it, Tilly loves to read and research, and her quest to bring her sister's killer to justice brings her to Bram Stoker's new novel, Dracula. And through a haze of morphine to dull the pain, Tilly and an enthusiastic newsie try to determine whether a vampire is hunting New Yorkers. Now, in order to get out of her home and away from the watchful eye of her grandmother, who rules the family with an iron fist, Tilly manages to arrange a nightly rendezvous between her maid and the night watchman, providing her with opportunities to sneak out into the city streets. The author paints a fascinating portrait of the New York City of 1899, and the world that Tilly visits late into the night is nothing like the one she knows. The Pembroke's world is one of fashion and dinner parties. Decorum is expected, and individual dreams don't really matter. But the world outside of the family's mansion is very different, one of food and laughter and noisy gatherings, but also of poverty, with children working long hours just to survive. The setting offers an intriguing backdrop for a twisting mystery, as Tilly and her new friends search through Dracula and the streets of New York for clues that will point them to a killer, who may or may not be undead. But is it worth taking to the streets to hunt for a vampire? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. The mix of history, medicine, and the supernatural makes Opium and Absinthe a captivating read. The mystery will definitely keep you guessing. And in the process, it might just teach you some things that you might not expect about this time in history. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Opium and Absinthe by Lydia Kang is 396 twistingly mysterious pages long and is available from Lake Union Publishing. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.